Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
ICE agents, dressed for warfare, come to Los Angeles to round up illegal immigrant laborers.
Today they went to the ambience factory. They make clothing. They went to Home Depots to gather day laborers. I think they're just trying to capture anyone. We know that Trump has publicly said that he wants to increment the number of people being detained.
The Trump administration reportedly on the brink of cutting off billions in federal funding to California.
That affects way more than just research grants at universities. It affects Medi-Cal. It affects food stamps. It affects vulnerable population.
Welcome to the LA Local for Friday, June 6, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. Being a proud native of California, today had the distinct feeling of our state being under attack. We have reports that the Trump administration is preparing to cancel a large swath of federal funding for California, and we saw heavily armed federal agents roaming the streets of Los Angeles in search of undocumented workers. It's unsettling, it's disconcerting, and I'll be honest with you, it's more than a little infuriating. Let's start with the ICE raids throughout the LA area.
When our communities are under attack, what do we do? When our families are under attack, what do we do?
These are the sounds from a protest outside of the Federal Detention Center in downtown Los Angeles, where immigrants detained throughout the day were taken. There were at least a half dozen sites hit by ICE agents, mostly in the Westlake and downtown areas. And I realize I've now mentioned this twice, but it's worth emphasizing. The work sites hit by ICE were either factories or labor centers. They weren't storming a drug house. There were zero reports of any detained immigrants who were armed or even fighting back. And you've got ICE agents looking like they just parachuted in from Afghanistan into the second biggest city in America. LA City Council member Eunice Hernandez gave what details she had about ICE agents conducting two raids this morning in her council district.
Colleagues, throughout this morning, we have been receiving reports from my district about swift and aggressive immigration raids and enforcement. My team and I have been in contact with community members and rapid response organizers since early this morning. In my district, they were at our day labor center at the Home Depot in Cypress Park and the day labor center in Westlake at the Home Depot there. LA is a sanctuary city, and we've made it clear that we will not cooperate and use our resources for ICE and federal immigration enforcement, but that doesn't stop them from showing up. And now we're seeing their tactics quickly escalate. They're swooping in fast without warning and leaving just as quickly. They don't hang around because they know we mobilize.
Immigration rights activist Ron Goches of the LA community group Union Del Barrio told us what he has been hearing.
We've been getting phone calls and messages on social media all day, pictures, videos. So there's been at least a half dozen or more raids in the city of LA today, where all of them, every single one of them, has been at work sites. So the lie that Trump is going after criminals is painfully clear. They're not going after criminals. They're going for people who are working at Home Depot. They're going after people who are at construction sites or who are working at factories making clothing. And so that's why you're seeing the people of Los Angeles today rising up and resisting against these ICE agents who are terrorizing our community. So you're seeing the people come out to protest, to denounce their presence.
And we heard from Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, who emphasized that neither the LAPD nor the city government cooperated with the raids. She talked to our Rob Archer.
I just have to tell you that I have been appalled at the chaos that has ensued. I was at the Home Depot, and I was there after, and people were just terrorized. And that's the concern, because as I heard it and actually saw video footage, they were literally chasing people and capturing them. This is at the Day Labor Center, where people are just showing up to find a job. And what worries me is tonight, there is a graduation at a school right near that Home Depot. Are the parents going to feel safe? When these kind of things happen, it sows a sense of fear, terror, and confusion. And that is the last thing we need in our city right now. We've been traumatized over all that has happened in the city over the last 5 months. And now we do not need to sow a sense of terror that when and where ICE is going to come. This is just very unfortunate, and I hope that this never happens again.
The LAPD not involved in federal immigration enforcement, but does this leave a mess for the LAPD? Because one understands there are going to be some demonstrations and protests later. If those do happen to get out of control, we hope and pray that they won't. But if they do, that's a mess for the LAPD as a direct result of these ICE operations today, aren't they?
Well, yes, it is a concern. I will tell you, I don't know how many locations there were just yet. You know, I'm in the process of finding all of that out. But I will tell you that we need to examine what happened at one of the locations, that it seems as though there was a very, very large LAPD presence. And so understanding why and where is something that we need to do. I was also just with Chief McDonald. And he said that there was a call for help by one of the federal agencies. But anyway, we need to review all of this. We need to review the tapes. We need to look at the mobilization. We need to look at everything that happened. And I was meeting with some of the representatives, some of the leadership of the immigrant rights organizations. And we're going to have an emergency meeting on Monday to begin to review this, but also to prepare for the future. I was hoping this was not going to happen in our city, but it has. And so now the question remains as to when will it happen again? And I hate that there will be a number, tens of thousands of Angelenos who will be in fear. Is it today? Is it going to happen again on my block, at my school? And this is just unnecessary right now. I want to make sure that the immigrant community of Los Angeles, which is a huge percentage of our population, understands that what happened today was just a tragedy. I'm outraged at it, and we need to make sure that this does not happen again. I'm not sure what it will take, but we absolutely need to see, because we do not need to have a large percentage of our population living in fear and feeling terrorized. That's not what our city needs now. I don't think it's what any city needs.
The scene out in front of the clothing manufacturing site in the Westlake area got scary for a minute. Crowds of people turned up trying to block in the ICE agents as they were trying to remove the detained immigrants. One can easily see these ICE actions turning very ugly very quickly in the near future. Okay, on to Trump's long-running personal war with the Golden State. CNN is reporting that the Trump administration is getting ready to cancel a lot of federal funding for California. It could start as soon as today. A whistleblower told a congressional committee that all research grants to the state might be on the chopping block. Just last month, Trump threatened to pull funding over a transgender athlete competing in a high school track and field event. Rob Archer talked with Sonoma State political science professor David McEwen and asked whether Trump is trying to stick it to Governor Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, I mean, look, there has been a bromance at some level, even though it's been pretty high stakes, especially in the wake of the fires in L.A., between Gavin Newsom and Donald Trump. But you have to remember that about $1 in $3 that come into the California budget come from the federal government. So as Sacramento and politicians are working on what this budget looks like for next year with a budget deficit, if the federal government, if the Trump administration were to cut dollars coming to California, that affects way more than just research grants at universities. It affects Medi-Cal, it affects food stamps, it affects vulnerable populations, and that's going to present some really hard choices for politicians in Sacramento, especially over the next 48 to 96 hours. So this comes at a really bad time in some ways, and at an opportune time for the Trump administration.
Is it the idea to beat down California so that it eventually does what the president wants the state to do?
It is about playing a high-stakes game of negotiating with California and moving California into a place that makes Donald Trump relevant. That's important. You have a gubernatorial election coming up. You have a governor who's looking at presidential ambitions. It allows Donald Trump to drive the conversation. While there's been a lot of emphasis on what's going on at Harvard or Columbia or ICE raids in Massachusetts, if you're the Trump administration, the Trump White House, you really want to push on California, that fourth, fifth largest economy in the world. You want to get the attention of Democratic politicians here. And that's also important and has a spillover effect to what fire recovery looks like and what recovery and resilience looks like in the LA basin. So this is a pretty high stakes game. It'll be very interesting to see how Governor Newsom reacts as he's trying to rally Hollywood to his side, as he's trying to rally Silicon Valley to his side to boost his presidential ambitions. Those ambitions can collide with the Trump administration and the example that California can be made by Donald Trump himself.
Let's talk about the federal research grants, cutting all of them for California. How big of an impact is that going to be on universities like yours?
It'll be a big impact. Look, if you're talking about NASA and what's happening in terms of research and rockets into space and satellites, if you're talking about telecommunications, if you're talking about healthcare studies, advances in modified RNA vaccines, what happens in terms of HIV, children's health, cancer, breast cancer research, all of these things happen up and down California throughout the universities, whether that's at UCLA Med Center, whether that's at Stanford, public and privates will all be affected. This is a dramatic development that could also affect those most vulnerable populations on the streets, and that has an important element of politics around housing and homelessness. So it's quite wide-ranging for the impact that this could have on California and its budget and its kind of local conditions moving into an election year as well.
Governor Newsom points out that Californians pay the bills for the federal government. We pay over $80 billion more in taxes than we get back. Newsom says maybe it's time to cut that off. Like I said earlier, the longer all of this goes on, the more extreme it becomes, the potential for some scary things happening jumps exponentially. And that's bad for all of us. This has been the LA Local for Friday, June 6th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm sorry for not leaving you with more hopeful, promising, and uplifting news for this Friday, but I hope a restful and relaxing weekend lies ahead for all of you. See you guys on Monday. Until then, stay safe out there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. and new this year. Download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.